This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Chadron Water customers are under another boil advisory due to a line break. Crews are working to repair the pipes right now. The town just rescinded a boil advisory Thursday after another break required extensive repairs. This advisory, unfortunately, is expected to last through the weekend. Just remember that any water used for human consumption should be boiled vigorously for 1 minute or just use bottled water. Two boys were found safe in a tree stand Wednesday morning after they spent the night in the woods near Regalwood. The brothers, ages 9 and 10 years, disappeared from their home around 9 p.m. on Tuesday, according to the sheriff's office. Their mother didn't call 911 until Wednesday morning. Tracking teams and a canine from Brunswick County found the boys about a mile from home. No injuries were reported. The cardinal rule is don't feed the alligators. Lake Waccamaw officials met with Wildlife Resources Commission biologists Wednesday to discuss last week's alligator incident that occurred on Friday the 13th. A 12-year-old girl was injured when she was bitten or clawed by a 12-foot gator on Waccamaw shores. Mayor Matt Wilson said police and park rangers will soon begin training on how to handle gators. He also emphasized that alligators normally avoid humans unless they become accustomed to being fed. Now, feeding ducks and wildlife, cleaning fish on a dock and discarding the waste in the water, or tossing scraps in the lake can attract prey animals and alligators. The Wildlife Resources Commission is asking for reports of alligators that hang around docks or homes, exhibit aggressive behavior, or if they spend an inordinate amount of time in daylight in the lake. Call 866-318-2401 if you have concerns about a gator. One of our good stories for today, in response to the recent massive influx of dogs and cats at Columbus County Animal Protective Services, Garganus Feed and Grain put the call out to their suppliers this week for donations. Coker Feed, Value Pack, Diamond, Sunshine, and Victor stepped up to the plate and helped. Two pallets of feed, that's 68 bags of dog food and 3 bags of cat food, were donated to the shelter this morning. Garganus is collecting bags of feed and donations for the shelter right now while they're dealing with this large number of animals. As hot as it's been today, I hate to say it, folks, but this is probably the nicest day we're going to have for the next week, barring a storm here and there. Heat indices above 100 degrees are going to be a daily hazard for the next week, according to the National Weather Service. Make sure you limit your time outside, enjoy that air conditioning, and monitor your animals, children, and the elderly. The Columbus County Community Farmers Market is going to be open tomorrow, as usual, from 8 until 2. The market is located at 132 Government Complex Road, and that's here in Whiteville. You can get there from the bypass or from E701 Business. Chadron Baptist is presenting the What a Mess Vacation Bible School. That's tonight from 5:30 until 8:30, and then Saturday and Sunday from 9:30 until 12:30. Everyone is welcome. The Food Bank of Wilmington will have a pop-up market tomorrow from 9 to 11 at Jerusalem Chapel Free Will Baptist Church in Chadron. All distributions are just while supplies last. There are no income, residency, or ID requirements. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.